It is all day. Power FM 91.3
KSTZ. Powering up for Osaka City.
91.3 FM.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Artabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
NAMSA to establish a fast-track court for statutory offence at the Lusaka Boma.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda concerned over what he describes as selective application of the law.
In international news, Algeria and Spain discuss increasing gas supplies to the European Union nation.
In sports news, World Soft Sporting Tribunal confirmed Senegal has lodged AFCON appeal.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji. The National Pension Scheme Authority has disclosed that it has embarked on a transformative initiative to establish on a fast-track court at the Lusaka Boma aimed at enhancing efficiency, reducing case backlogs and ensuring timely justice in matters of social security compliance. This development was revealed during a meeting between LAPSA and the National Pension Authority, NPA, where both quasi-government departments reaffirmed their strong partnerships in safeguarding social security and justice. NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa described the establishment of a fast-track court as a milestone initiative in tackling case backlogs and enforcing social security compliance. He therefore expressed gratitude to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, for the continued support, noting that the prosecutorial mandate under the National Pension Scheme Act is exercised through delegated authority from the DPP.
Gatherings such as this over a shared table help our institutions to strengthen our shared mandate. At the heart of that mandate, DG and distinguished colleagues, lies a simple but powerful idea that compliance, accountability, and justice are not parallel pursuits but interconnected obligations. Therefore, this breakfast meeting is more than just a meeting. It is a symbol of our commitment to transparency, cooperation, and proactive engagement. While our individual mandates may differ, one focused on securing the financial future of our citizens, while on the other hand, pursuit of justice through prosecutions, our responsibility.
Meanwhile, DPP Gilbert Piri commended NAPSA's vigilance in protecting workers' futures and emphasized that pension-related offenses are not mere technical breaches but violations that erode the dignity of labor and livelihoods. He stressed the importance of decisive enforcement and outlined key areas of deepening collaboration, including early prosecutorial engagement, capacity building, and strategic prosecution to deter violations. Both institutions reaffirmed their commitment to integrity, fairness, transparency and accountability. They also praised ongoing capacity building initiatives such as the annual prosecutors conference, which continued to strengthen professionalism across the justice system. The meeting concluded with a call for continued dialogue and cooperation, ensuring that partnerships between NAPSA and NPA remain impactful in protecting the integrity of national institutions and safeguarding the livelihoods of citizens.
In a separate development, governance expert Wesley Mianda's raised concern over what he describes as selective application of the law, warning that the trend could undermine democratic freedoms ahead of Zambia's next elections. Mr. Mianda observed that recent arrests and detentions have largely involved members of the opposition, prompting questions about whether the law is being applied fairly across the political divide. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Mianda questioned whether opposition figures are only offenders, or rather the only offenders, arguing that members of the ruling party are equally capable of breaching the law, but appear to face less scrutiny. Mr. Mianda noted that while some opposition members may have been cited for offences such as seditious practices and abuse of freedom of expression, there have also been instances where ruling party officials have allegedly overstepped similar boundaries without facing comparable legal consequences. He stressed that the principle of justice demands impartiality, emphasizing that the law must remain blind and should not be influenced by political affiliation or personal identity. The governance expert warned that perceived bias in law enforcement risks creating an environment of fear among opposition players, potentially limiting their participation and their freely participation rather in political activities. Mr. Mianda further cautioned that such a climate, if left unchecked, could negatively affect the credibility of the electoral process. He has since called for a shift in approach, urging authorities to ensure equal treatment before the law as the country moves closer to elections.
So we have seen more of such instances where members of the opposition actually have been arrested, have been detained. Now the question that we may have is, are they the only wrongdoers? Are they the only one breaking the law? Are we saying the people that are in the ruling are all saints, they are all angels, they do not actually, you know, break the law? Are they not found wanting at some point? If so, then our question is, why don't they also get arrested?
Kawe District has allocated 20 million kwacha under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund for the construction of an aggregated solar power plant in line with the presidential energy initiative aimed at addressing Zambia's power deficit. The project will be established in Chililalila Ward of Wacha Constituency on a 4-hectare piece of land following a stakeholders' consultative meeting organized by the Kawe Municipal Council. Wacha Member of Parliament, Sidney Moshanga, said the selected site was preferred due to its sustainability, absence of land disputes, and proximity to key infrastructure such as a mini hospital and a planned airstrip. Mr. Moshanga noted that the solar plant is expected to generate electricity for supply into national grids through ZESCO, creating revenue stream for local authorities to support community development projects. The project will be funded through contributions of 10 million kwacha from each constituency drawn from the 2025 CDF allocation. Meanwhile, the Zambia National Energy Corporation will spearhead the implementation of the solar project across constituencies, with each plant expected to be located within close range of existing ZESCO substations. The initiative forms part of government efforts to diversify energy sources and reduce reliance on hydroelectric power following the 2005 electricity crisis.
And within a separate development this morning, the Green, Resilient and Transformational Tourism Development Project, also known as GREAT TDP Project Coordinator Chilala Habasivi, has handed over the Livingston Cycle Lane design project to consultants, marking a major step in promoting eco-friendly transport. Ms. Habasivi explains that the Ministry of Tourism has committed over $317,000 towards the project, highlighting government's push for sustainable urban development. She notes that stakeholder engagement remains central, with consultants already conducting consultations to ensure that the design reflects the needs of the community and key sectors. Meanwhile, Livingston Town Clerk Sombo Kawidila is urging stakeholders to actively participate in shaping the project, stressing that the growing importance of bicycles for local transport, but also for cross-border trade. Mr. Kawidila adds that the Cycle Lane project is expected to enhance road safety, boost tourism and unlock business opportunities, positioning Livingston as a modern and environmentally conscious tourism city. Ms. Kawidila further appeals to civic leaders to engage the council's engineering department and submit their proposals to help guide the use of possible additional funding.
The Cycle Lane initiative under the LPCDP is a significant investment in our city's infrastructure. It is part of our broader efforts to make Livingston safer for all road users. The impact of this project goes far beyond the Cycle Lane. It creates an environment that encourages tourism growth, it stimulates business opportunities and attracts further investment. Therefore, the project will help develop a friendly and healthy environment for tourists to cycle and walk within Livingston, thus serving local and neighboring communities as well as international and domestic tourists. Moreover, this project will improve road user safety and the movement of cyclists once implemented. Hence, it will reduce on traffic accidents. My request, particularly to the civic leaders, is to engage our head of engineering for purposes of sharing what would be termed as the wishes, so that we see how best we can leverage on possible funding that can come under the expanded scope.
In international news, Spain's foreign minister met with his Algerian counterparts on Thursday, during which they discussed the possibility of Algiers increasing its supply of natural gas to the European nation. The visit by Spain's top diplomat to Algeria comes as the Iran conflict upends energy markets, hitting supplies